Tunisian Prime Minister Mohamed Ghannouchi's departure was not enough for the hundreds of protesters who massed in front of government offices. 20-year-old student Mohamed Hezawi expressed the views of many here when he said he wanted a clean slate.
We want the whole government to quit because it's not only him. They can put anyone instead of him. So Ghannouchi is nobody for us. The whole government is our request.
Ibtissam Sabri, 26, a Tunisian flag wrapped around her body, was suspicious of the resignation that follows 3 days of major protests in Tunis. Clashes between demonstrators and police on Saturday left at least 3 dead.
I'm asking myself a question. Why did he resign just today? Why not on Friday, for example, the day of anger?
Mr. Ghannouchi's resignation capped an eventful day that saw youngsters clash with police wielding truncheons in downtown Tunis. But the later demonstration before government headquarters in the Kasbah was peaceful and festive. Vendors sold food and people of all ages took part. Tents are strewn around the area where people have been camping out for days. Tunis, Libya, Egypt, revolution until victory, the protesters here chanted, the popular movement sweeping across the Arab world, sparked by Tunisia's so-called Jasmine Revolution in January. But a month after Tunisians ousted their longtime president, Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, this country's future is not at all certain. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Tunis.